This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 817. I want to do a shout-out for Reggie for being the Swiss Army knife at the show late nights on the Get Right and producing KNC. Reggie, you've become a very friendly and comforting voice in your time spent here. You will be missed. That is delightful.
It is. And I have actually been listening to the voice messages. I don't think that we're going to turn them around to air, but know that I'm listening to your voice message if you send it in on the Odyssey app.
That's very, very nice. See, you gave him extra work to do, Corey, and
buddy,
already
are you turning those around? Are we going to be able to, the radio's going to hear them? But we're all listening.
They'll be just for me, and I appreciate it.
How will we all listen if we don't play them?
You won't.
What I'm asking right now.
You're just going to have to take his word
for
it.
We all hear him, Reggie.
I guess.
I thought you said that we all listen to it.
Well, that's what I was saying, is that's when we hear him, is when you play him.
Sounds like you need to get on earlier in the process.
Uh-huh. I do. I will try.
All right.
Not really.
We've got Darby Allin coming up in just a second, and hopefully another one of my special guests will show up. We'll see how that's going so far. Not so well, but the most hyped teams.
You get mad.
I am mad. The most hyped teams.
If you're listening, he's furious at you.
He is ticked off at you.
The most hyped teams going.
Hope you're wearing a cup.
Into the NFL. I'm not going to kick anyone in the nuts.
Why not?
It's a fair counterpoint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The most. How long, Mike? Hold on. Kevin, I know you want to do something and stuff, but I'm going to take this.
That's what Darby Allin does sometimes.
Sometimes that does happen.
How long do you think Michael or Kevin will hold on to this grudge?
Maybe the rest of his life.
Do you think a favor would even change that? Or would it just always be there?
It'll always be underlying. It would take a long time. It will not be like, oh, here's, I don't know, here's a gift card or something. I don't think like
you don't think Kevin's a quid pro quo guy where it's like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's, you've wronged me once, now you owe me two.
I don't even know if it's wronged me.
Yeah.
I think for Kevin, like, he's just such a meticulous planner that if you mess up his plan,
that
you're
is
dead to
exactly
him
right.
And
Reggie,
what's funny is, like, the person who I assume he's doing it for, because I imagine this is for me, it doesn't matter that much. It's cool. We chilling, man. I'm having a blast. Okay.
But like with when the Mavericks lost to the Heat in the first finals.
Yeah.
And then they won the second one. I was happy they won one, but we should have had two.
Mm.
And so that's where I think Kevin is most of the time, is you owe me two now, and you're never going to be able to catch up because you messed up the first one.
No, I will take Reggie's advice and just move on. All right. The NFL's.
That didn't sound like you moved
I'm going to try, yeah. Mike. I can't just automatically turn it off.
It's more fun.
I wish I could. Well, I would be a better person
Choppy
if
would
I could.
Suggest a blue chew if that's the case.
That's not what I meant. I would be a better person if I could just turn it off. All right. So, the most hyped teams going into the NFL season. Are you jumping on any of these bandwagons? 877-881-1053. Yeah. Come on in. Outstanding. And one of Mike's questions has already been answered. Does somebody want to help set him up there? One of Mike's questions has already been answered. If Darby Allin would come in with his face painted, and he has.
Well, I saw Darby Allin yesterday on the mound at the Rangers game, and he looked exactly the same right now. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't shower last night. I just kept the face on. Let's just keep it on. Maybe everyone would ask me, like, you should just get your face tattooed like
this.
Oh,
my gosh.
Just commit to it.
I
don't have to paint your face.
Do you have sons or daughters?
No.
Because that might be a little bit scary if you do, and then they are like, daddy kind of looks skeleton-y on one side of his face.
Or maybe they just grow up thinking that's the normal, you know, and they're okay
with
it.
And they're scared of us.
Yeah, they're scared of us.
Oh, I would like that. It's like, where's your skeleton part of your face? That is a great point. Now, you were in town, obviously, yesterday, big announcement about All In Texas next year at Globe Life Field, home of the, for now, the defending world champion Texas Rangers. I know it's been in London, and y'all still have the event coming up in London really quick, but how cool is it to be able to have All In here in America, and specifically here in Texas?
It's surreal, like, because I've been with the company since day one, and the company's been around for like 6 years, so be there on the ground level, this wasn't established. Nothing was guaranteed with AEW. We fought for this.
Yeah.
And to be there at Globe Life, July 12th, 2025, like, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's so wild. I don't take, you know, think about it, like last year, all-time attendance record for a pro wrestling event.
Yep.
5 years in, AEW, like, that's what we do. We put our souls and everything out there, and I think the fans really see what we fight for. And then they're just as much of it as we are. You know, like, this is a...
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Amazing partnership that we have with the city and with the fans. Like, what we've been doing with the residency lately. Like,
yeah, the esports arena.
You feel the energy in that place.
And by the way, tomorrow, one more at the esports arena in Arlington, AEWtix.com, if you want to go to Collision tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing run, and, like, I cannot wait for the energy of what's going to happen on July 12th, 2025.
Now, this is probably self-explanatory, but I would still like you to explain it nonetheless. At this All In, you have a coffin match coming up for the TNT title. People might think I made that up. Will you explain to them what exactly that will look like?
So a coffin match, essentially, only ends when you put your opponent in the coffin and you close the lid, which is very fitting. Very, very fitting for what kind of match I'm going to have this year against who I'm having it against. So Jack Perry is a guy who's been with AEW since the beginning, just like me, but his road there was so much easier than mine. He, like, you know, he's been friends with the Elite, which run the company, and they were only, like, with Jack, it was only a speed dial call away from getting hired here. He didn't really have to sacrifice anything. He was in wrestling for, you know, maybe like 5 years, but he's only done like a few independents in California. Like, didn't really have to fight for much to get here. And like, we're a guy like me, like, I didn't even know if I was going to make it to AEW.
Yeah.
I was begging to make it to AEW. And I finally got here and I'm like, dude, it was hard. It was hard. So like, somebody who like got here so easy and didn't really have to sacrifice much is like, that's what I think Wembley this year. It's like, fighting like someone who puts in the work against someone who's complacent and lazy. That's like what I'm fighting for.
We've had Jack Perry on the show, but you're here now.
did you have him as Jack Perry, or did you have him as Jungle Boy?
He was Jungle Boy.
Yeah, that's the thing I always saw. Like, because AEW is like, you can be yourself. Like, AEW is a place where you can be yourself. And I said, in pro wrestling, I'm either going to make it as Darby or I'm going to fail as Darby, but I'm not changing a thing. And then I hear like AEW signed Jungle Boy. I'm like, who the hell is Jungle Boy? Like, that's what you do with your creative freedom, is you're Tarzan? Like, what is this? Like, come on, no one buys that. So, you know, he's actually Jack Perry now, which I've said before is pro wrestlers are they're like the best when they're themselves turned up to 10.
Yep.
And now he's himself, which is a child. Like, he takes everything for granted. Like, think of it, dude. He like never shows up to work. He's the TNT champion.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's the TNT champion. And how often has he been at the residency?
Mm-mm.
He hasn't.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's what a champion does. Like, come on, man. Like, let's put this whole thing, the coffin match. Like, and everybody's like, why is it a coffin match? Why so extreme? I set the guy on fire.
Yeah.
Like, we've already.
There's no turning back.
Yeah, come on, man.
Where are we going to go with this?
We're going to go to Wembley and we're going to lock up and have a good old match. No, man, I've already set the guy on fire. We've had this bloody cage match. Like, there's only one place to go from there, and that's a coffin match. Like, that's the end all be all. I don't want a whole year feud with Jack. I want to end it at Wembley.
Am I allowed to joke, but don't use real glass? Right? Like, am I allowed to make that joke since y'all are going back?
Oh, I use real glass in the Sting. In the Sting match.
Yeah.
In the Sting match, I use real glass.
Okay.
Like, that was real glass. I got the gnarly scar to prove it. Looks like Harry Potter's forehead scar.
But that's one you love. That's a scar you love, right?
Oh,
for that match.
Yeah,
for that kind
of... No, man.
Sting.
Come on, Sting's last match. You can't be playing with fake glass. Like, come on.
And yeah. Punk's not there to yell at you about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's good. That's good. How, can you tell us about that experience of not just that last match, but rolling down the road with Sting? Because Sting's from around, or he lives around here, and he's been on our show before.
Waxahachie native.
Yes, that's right. He's awesome. What was that experience?
So easy to talk
of,
to, man.
He's
so
really
awesome
is.
To talk to.
So you say that.
He, for us, whenever we got a chance.
You say that, and that's why I love the guy so much.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Is like outside of the ring, he's the most humble, chill dude ever. Everybody asked me, like, what's the one thing you've taken away from your time with Sting? And I was like, to stay grounded and humble and don't let this wrestling 15-minute of fame ride. You know, because like once it's all over, you have to like look at yourself in the mirror and like know who you are. And a lot of people let it consume them. And then they like the wrestling world like chews them up and spits them out. And they look in the mirror like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Yeah,
I have no idea. He can look at himself and be like, I know exactly who I am. He's so humble and chill and just grateful for everything. So to be there with that energy and like to be a part of the last match of this guy's iconic career, it was insane. That's why I was like, we need to pull out all the stops. Like we gotta pull out glass. we gotta do something gnarly.
Okay. All right.
Like,
so our producer Reggie in there right now. Today's his last show. He's heading down to Houston. He's going down to Houston to host his own midday show. Should we pull the glass out or Viking funeral? How should we do this for him? Today?
I think he needs to take a shot.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Reggie, would you like to take a chop?
Would I like to? Probably not. If we're being honest.
But will you take a chop? I guess then the question becomes, that feels like that'd be a tough sell.
Okay, all right.
You should just say you want Corey to take the chop for you then.
Yeah, that sounds excellent.
Oh, all right.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, you just let me know when.
All right, excellent.
Or don't.
Yeah, like no, but it's always cool when you get to be a part of somebody's like finale. Because, you know, his career started before I was born.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, this is wild, dude. It's like
he used to team with the Ultimate Warrior and all kinds of crazy stuff going.
Yeah, he's
going
literally
back
done it all in pro wrestling, like everything.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest pop you've experienced? Can you describe the biggest pop that you've experienced when you get into the ring, when you walk out, that you're like, oh, man, I can almost taste it right now?
That was it.
That is?
With Sting's, like, retirement match, because I made my entrance first and I sat at the bottom of the ramp and we watched his video package kind of telling the fans, reminding them of how iconic of a career he's had. This video package plays, then his music hits. And then like, just to feel that, like I was just like taking it all in. I was like, oh man, this is insane. It was incredible. Like, I don't know. Just that whole day was surreal. Like I'm normally like really like calm and cool throughout the day. And Sting like asked me, he's like, man, you seem like really like uptight today. Like you don't seem like yourself. I'm like, I wonder why. It's your last match.
Yeah.
You only get one shot at this. And if we go out there and like we crap the bed, everybody's gonna be like, yeah, he had a nice career and everything. But that last match is like, eh. Like, we have to fire on all cylinders here. We have to hit a home run. That's why I jumped off the ladder through the glass. Like you have to put everything out there. And that's like, you know, and he, at the end of the night, he comes up to me. He's like, Darby, that was easily the top three favorite matches I had my whole career.
Wow. That's awesome.
And I'm like, that's what we do it for, man. Like, you know, so he doesn't have to live with, that last match. Oh, it was a nice career and everything, but that was kind of.
What's the worst last match you feel like from like a legend? Because he's a super huge wrestling fan. So is there one where you're like, I love this guy, but the last match wasn't my favorite?
I mean, there's an entire documentary about The Undertaker chasing another last match because his WrestleMania match against Roman Reigns did not go the way that he wanted. And he stuck around for three more years trying to correct that. So I would make that argument. I know. Competition. Just mentioning that's what pops into my mind. Now, I know this happened a long time ago. I'm going to say I only know about this though because you just brought it up again. So I apologize for asking about it. Can you please explain to everyone how you ended up on the show? Sex sent me to the ER.
So I was going to film school in Arizona. It was a TLC. I don't even know if it's around anymore, the show.
I'm not sure.
It was a TLC show about people like getting injured and having to go to the hospital while having sex. So I was going to film school at the time, and I'm literally broke. Like, I'm talking broke, where, like, I'm spending $5 a week on food. Ooh. I'm working at the 99 cent store. I'm, like, secretly eating all the food in the back at the 99 cent store because I don't have any money for food.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. And then I hear the show. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that sounds funny. Like, why don't we, like, create a funny, like a fake story to go on it? And then I create the story, but I don't have a lady to be on the show with me. So we go on Craigslist and we find aspiring actresses in Los Angeles because that's where it was shot. And then, like, I, like, meet up with the lady the day of the shoot, and we're like, we got to get our story straight because the show thinks it's real.
Yeah.
They asked me for an actual doctor's note.
Shut up.
So I made this fake doctor's note going to the show, and we do it, and like it was so funny. Like it was like such a good time, like just like, you know, telling the story, because essentially the story was like I was in the wilderness and we were making love and I roll over on a bee's nest that was like on the ground, and I was like,
that was you. Okay, I've seen that episode.
You have?
Yes.
I look totally different back then. But the thing is, like, we roll over on a bee's nest, and I'm like, there's no bees in there. You don't have to worry about anything. And all of a sudden, it comes, like, so it's, like, so funny shooting this and, like, telling this story. Because have you guys seen the movie My Girl with Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
You know how he, like, dies in the bees? So I'm, like, sitting there. I'm sitting there, and we're filming it with, like, TLC, and I start crying, like, on the thing. And, it's, like, obviously the fake tears. I'm just like, you know, when this was happening, there's only one thing I could think about. It was Macaulay Culkin, my girl, I was going to die.
And like, glasses.
And then they're all like, we can't use this. Cut. Oh. And I was like, it was just so fun. You know, I don't know. It was, and they flew you out there. I was going to film school in Arizona. They flew me out to Los Angeles, you know, put me in a hotel, gave me like $800. And it was just like, it was fun. And that $800 went so far. I was like, I'm rich. I can get anything I want at Walmart.
Spending $5 on food every week.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Work out
Did
for
you upgrade your food budget after that? You're like, I got to be smart about this.
I upgraded it. Like, you know, it was funny because I used to eat it at like buffets.
Yeah.
And I would secretly have a Ziploc bag that I would fill up. And like, there was so much crazy stuff I would do, like when I was like broke just to get by. So I was working at the 99 cent store, and it was a grand opening, and they had like everybody that is like, okay, the first 30 people get a flat screen TV that's in line, because they wanted to build like anticipation for the store opening up. And I'm working there, and then I get in line and I sleep there outside before the doors open, and I'm sleeping on the concrete with my hood on. And then they're like, all right, you want a TV. And they get to me, and they're like, sir, you just want a TV. And I took off my hood and like, wait, you work here? Like, you know, like, you don't get the TV. And I was like, come on, man, I slept out here.
I can really use this.
I was camping out. I was trying to get that TV. But like, it's just like funny things like that. That's why it's like so cool. Just like this whole like staying grounded and everything, and getting to wrestle like places like Globe Life Field, like, because I never thought any of this is possible. And like being homeless and doing everything that I've done in the last few years, it's like, it's surreal, and I don't take any of it for granted. That's why every single night I go out there and I perform as if it's my first time and my last time in AEW. Like, we just go crazy every night. So it's a really awesome energy. And the fact that AEW, like, all right, just do you.
Yeah.
Do you. Like,
yeah,
so you can't ask for more in life.
How much do you like the travel aspect of it? Because like you come out here to Arlington, participate first pitch for the Rangers. The last collision of this stay is tomorrow. And then a week from that, you're going to be in England. And I know it just keeps moving. How much do you like that travel aspect?
I love it, because when I was in high school in Seattle, I would stare at the wall and be like, there's a whole world out there. I don't know how to get to it. Because like I have nothing, like no money, nothing, like no connections. I'm like, there's a whole world out there. And if I get a taste of it, I'm never going to stop. And that's like the thing is, like every week I'm like, put me somewhere. I'll do any media. I'll do any shows you guys want. Like I'm down for it all, because I never thought this was possible. So I'm like, just let's go.
Collision.
A ton of respect for that, man.
Absolutely. Awesome. I will tell you a story off air in just a second. Collision tomorrow. in Arlington at the Esports Arena, AEWTix.com, if you want to check that out. A week from Sunday, All In on pay-per-view. That's the one in London. And then next summer, All In Texas is going to be happening at Globe Life Field. Keep your eyes out for the presale and the tickets. We will be sure to share that message as well. Man, I really appreciate you jumping on. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darby Allin coming up next. Baseball interrupting geese, Notre Dame swimming, and maybe Reggie. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here in The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. For those that are asking, if you want to go to Collision tomorrow in Arlington, AEWTix.com is how it goes, and we'll let you know when tickets for All In at Globe Life Field go on sale. Now, Reggie, this is an interesting question from the 214. I think I know the answer, but let's give it a shot. Since it's Reggie's last day, can he tell us about his love life?
I mean, what's there to tell?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
Is this from Jess?
Yeah.
I don't know. That is not her phone number.
Jess would not necessarily ask that. She'd be like, so would you possibly be interested in this person that I know?
Are you taking a lover to Houston with you?
No, I mean, there's lovers down there. Why bring a lover down there?
Are you leaving many lovers behind here?
I wouldn't say many.
A few?
Sure.
All right, there you go.
Wow. That is... infinitely.
That's the most he's ever given us. So, I'll take that.
By far the
most.
If
y'all have any more questions about Reggie's love life.
Oh, we're going to turn this into an AMA. All right.
Text in.
I like that.
And ask questions, because that was as far as, I mean, that's the most we've ever gotten. Most of the time we get shut down pretty quickly.
That is true.
But that's what happens, Kevin, whenever you leave something behind. You feel very open to telling them things.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That's why, like, you break up with somebody, you'll tell them, like, how you feel about them and stuff. You'll be like, look. You have smelly feet, and that's why we can't do this anymore.
Who was that with?
The suggestion, like this, sometimes people don't like the way people's feet smell.
Okay. It's time for Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. Do you need to ask for forgiveness? Does somebody else need to ask you for forgiveness? Or are you geese holding up a baseball game? Let's go to cut number four. And this is announcer Trevor Curl, who tell me if he does or does not seem agitated about the birds on the field.
Oh, we're going to wait for the birds, eh? Well, I guess we're going to wait for them, huh? We're going to wait for the birds? Really? We're going to wait for the birds to get off the playing surface, huh? All right.
He is the announcer for the Winnipeg Goldeyes, as you might have guessed from the A.
So he thinks just play through it, play through the geese? Is that what he's saying?
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, seriously.
And geese are violent too, right?
Yeah, they are.
They have teeth.
Oh, is that right?
I think they have I think they do.
Oh, yeah. Geese are problems because not only are, like, they might be able to bite you or what have you, but, like, they're just real ornery. They're a real ornery animal.
That's a geese teeth.
Oh,
right there.
My gosh. Yeah. There are a lot of those little teeth.
I was hoping that a goldeye would be some type of goose, and that'd be hilarious, but unfortunately, a goldeye is a fish, freshwater fish.
That was Photoshop, Kevin.
From the 817, this is Jess. Would Reggie be interested in this girl I know? Okay.
Hi, Jess.
That is not her phone number.
How do you know?
Because I know what her phone number is, but I can tell you, she is very upfront when she's like, oh, I think there's this girl that Reggie would like. I had to stop her on one of them, and I'm like, I don't know if their belief system is anywhere near in the same universe.
Because she believes birds are real.
And that's, you know what, maybe that's
I'm just trying to do bits right now, baby.
Maybe that is...
How many phone numbers do you know? Because you just said you know Jess's phone number.
I think four.
All right. I think I know about three.
Okay.
That's about all I got right now. 877-881-1053 is one of them. I know that one.
Okay. Place. Five.
Oh,
there you go.
I think I only know one. it's my wife's.
Do you know
your phone number?
Oh, two.
Nice.
You know any of your kids' phone numbers?
No.
I don't know my kids' numbers either.
Okay. I don't think I do either.
Yeah. No, that's bad.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. All right. This is a weird story to me. Do you remember last year, Michigan State put that quiz up before one of their football games, and they had a question.
Oh, on the Jumbotron.
Yes, and they had a question about Hitler on there. And people,
I don't remember this.
People were displeased.
Yeah.
So there's now a lawsuit in place. The lawsuit is essentially over copyright infringement, and they argued that their company got a lot of blowback because of that question, and they're like, this quiz was not created for a mass market use at an American college football game. So they're like, hey, don't blame the question. You weren't supposed to use that at your football game.
How do they know that? That's ridiculous on both sides. First off, be smart enough not to use it.
Don't use a Hitler question.
But
it's like a fair at your football game. At your football game, there might be some sort of like historical thing where you need to talk about it.
What's a fair Hitler question?
I don't.
Who was the most evil person that you can think of?
Well, yeah. I think if you are in a history class, like a world history class, yeah, you're going to have a lot of questions.
And that's fair. At a football game, maybe not.
What was the question again?
It was like some historical question. I don't remember.
All right, I'm going to go find it. You can do your thing.
Okay. But it involved Hitler, and now they're suing because they're like, you should not have used our quiz. Not our quiz should not have had the Hitler question. Now, Reggie.
It was where he was born.
Okay.
That was the question.
But still.
I don't even know the answer.
Yeah, the more Austria? Important question is why?
Yeah. Did he fail out of art school?
Why was Hitler born?
No, just why did you feel the need to have
yes, him that be question there.
There's a lot of people that are from various places that you can ask about.
They didn't. They just threw it up there.
Now, I'm intrigued because of something you said about this off air yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Because my Forgiveness Friday item was going to be Ray Gun haters, the breakdancer from Australia. She went on Instagram and said, I really appreciate the positivity. I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. I didn't realize that would also open the door to so much hate, which is frankly been pretty devastating. And I felt bad for her. It was a touching moment. I was going to say Ray Gun haters should stop. However, Reggie, do you have an alternate point of view about how maybe Ray Gun knows more than she's letting on?
All right. So this, I have to make sure to couch this in the understanding that this was like, this has become a viral like TikTok accusation, and I have not necessarily seen it substantiated. No, I have not been on TikTok. It's just been so big that you can find out about it outside of TikTok, right? Wipe that smug look off your face. But yeah, supposedly the allegations go that Rachel Gunn is her name, the Australian breaker in the Olympics. She qualified in the Olympics through subterfuge and malfeasance because her husband was the judge of the breaking, apparatus or whatever the.
Her husband was the judge of the breakdance competition.
And who made it to the Olympics, and also her coach and choreographer. So the thought being that she, having an MA, PhD and all these things, set up this situation in Australia and maybe basically selected herself to be the Olympic representative in breaking over other people that probably were more suited to do it.
So then the question becomes, is it the Ray Gun haters or is it Ray Gun that needs to ask her forgiveness for trying to cheat the system?
Ray Gun needs to ask for forgiveness and her husband.
Okay.
I mean, like, it sounds like they were in on it together. They were in bed together on this. Get it? Because they were in bed because they're lovers. From DMavs 4131 on YouTube, the term lover is so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed. Agreed.
Doesn't make any sense.
But do you not love them?
I mean, I do, but I still don't want that as their qualifier. I really don't.
All right.
Now, this one, I guess, probably won't be forgiven. Amina Abakarova is a chess coach from Russia who has been accused of poisoning an opponent with mercury.
What?
All right. I saw this
thermometer. The thermometer stuff. No, not the planet.
Yes, the thermometer stuff. If that helps you
is
out.
Is it from the planet? Is that where mercury comes from?
You do not know that whatsoever.
We didn't know what the temperature was on Earth until we went to Mercury.
There is.
Brought some back and started.
What?
Putting it in thermometers, I think. Right?
I can see how you get there.
Oh. Now, at the Dagestan, I do not believe any of that is factually accurate. At the Dagestan Chess Championship.
You caught whales or fish at one point.
I'm not saying I'm always right either. I definitely am not. She was filmed appearing to smear, and this is not going to help the story, mercury from a thermometer on a chair before her match. And then her opponent sat on that chair, started to feel ill, had an emergency, needed emergency medical assistance, and said still she feels bad and has a lack of air, tastes iron, all these side effects.
I like sound effects.
From this mercury poisoning.
I had no clue that it was that poisonous. That if it gets on your skin, it's that poisonous? I thought,
yes.
I thought like, you know, like poison, like, hey, don't drink this.
Yeah.
But you're saying if you broke a thermometer and poured it on your skin, you would be in deep trouble?
I think that would be very bad.
My sister was
Nobody warned me about this my whole life. I'm 46 and now I know about thermometers.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Now,
I'll just guess the temperature.
I do appreciate the motive for why she did it. Abrakova, while talking to the police, reportedly said that it was personal hostility that led to this. So I like
I
somebody
like her, so
who's not like,
thermometer.
I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, oh yeah, I don't like her. So I broke a thermometer and put mercury on her seat.
There was when my sister was like three, she came out of the bathroom once and we had the little latches. You remember the little latches that kept cabinets closed?
Yes, we have those all around her.
We had those. I don't know how she opened it, but she opened the cabinet, broke a thermometer, and she's sitting there chugging a bottle of rubbing alcohol with a broken thermometer in her hand. And I was like, the hell is going on right now? This is why you don't leave the older brothers around to watch the little sister.
Man, there are some horrifying mercury stories already coming
from the 817.
I honestly had no clue about this.
When I was a kid, I put a thermometer up to my light bulb and it burst and the little mercury balls went flying out.
What?
That is...
It's not liquid?
I mean, it can be liquid.
It kind of balls up into little... Like, have you ever seen Terminator 2? Whenever he shatters, he's ice, and then he shatters in his little balls that all come back together?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like water when it balls up.
Got that?
No, not really.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next... It's time for Gridiron Gravy, but also this time I'm serious. One of my special guests who's actually here for Reggie is here.
Aggressive. Be passive aggressive.
We'll do it next right here in The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout out Friday from the 214. Shout out to my wife, Judy. Since Corey threatened her, she has stayed with me, and tomorrow we celebrate my birthday.
You're
so,
damn right. You see how threats work?
Good.
And I don't make threats. I don't make threats. I give warnings, right?
Okay. Holy moly.
Is that not?
Okay. Well.
It's worked so far. Like, what am I supposed to do? Back off now?
I guess not. And it is Reggie's last day with the fans, so we have a special guest just for him. Well, I think we're also all happy to see him. We bring to you Mr. Kevin Gray so we can reunite the Get Right.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
How the heck's it going?
Hi, Reg.
Did you do Corey's doing the lock-in motion?
Oh, damn. The whole lock. Yeah. Doom, doom. Yeah.
What's up, man? How you living?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing okay.
You good?
Dealing with emotions as best as I can.
Are you still uncomfortably taking all the compliments that people are showering you on the text line?
You know
it.
I wouldn't be me if that wasn't how I handled it. But one of the things I always appreciate, everybody is so unreasonably kind is the way I would say it with your words and your sentiments. So I appreciate you all so much.
I think it's with all the reason in the world, Rez, that they're showering you with all of this love because you have been a staple for this station for so long. And now you're abandoning these fellas in here for
that's
something.
A good way to put it.
Leaving us behind.
Yeah,
they
leaving
want
them behind.
Me gone. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah, it's been the longest board op producer in y'all's history.
It's got to be, right?
It's between him and Parker, and I think that he's got Parker beat.
I think I got Parker.
Yeah. And Kevin Gray is on to something. Kevin Gray would never leave the station.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I thought.
No,
wait a minute. Wait. Just a second.
I feel
here.
Like I haven't heard you in a while. I don't know.
You're right now. What are you talking about?
Okay. Can you say what you want?
I can say.
Okay.
I see what you're doing, Kevin. I see
what you're doing.
What's your deal?
That's not okay.
Really?
Hey, I've been in a bad mood all morning. Aren't you happy I'm not in a bad mood?
You got to talk to a whole pro wrestler and you're in a bad mood.
You're taking it out on Kevin Gray.
Kevin's supposed to stick together.
And you know what's going to happen? Geez. People are going to think I said that and then never talk to me again.
Just teasing, having some fun. All right. So, how the heck have you been?
I've been great. It's been a hell of a ride since I last set foot in. This is my first time actually being back in the studio since I left in mid-November. And people were asking me, it was like, how did you go from the one place that you were at to the other place, you know, like within 2 days? And that's another story for another day. But I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I got 3 days, buddy.
That's right. Exactly. You don't have much time at all. But no, I've been good, man. It was an amazing year, obviously, for the Mavericks, who went to the NBA Finals. Shout out to them. And it was a lot of fun. So I appreciate everyone who has, you know, supported me throughout the way and, you know, continue to follow me on social media. So I'm just excited to be able to celebrate Reginald Adetsula on his final day. And of course, you know, everything that was the Get Right that we were able to create in this space and following the nighttime show legacy that whether it was you fellas or G-Bag and everyone else that's come through these parts, man, it's good to be back. I would like to say home. This is where, yeah, you know, it all started for me. So this will always be home for me for sure.
Do you want to take some credit for Reggie getting his own show in Houston since you helped propel him at the Get Right?
Well, once he told me, Kevin, get the hell out of here so I can kind of do my own thing, mm-hmm, so that I can like get to where I need,
sure,
to go. I was
not
like, you know what, Reg?
Conversation, but yeah, close.
I mean, pretty close. So I was like, you know what? I'll move on so you can do your thing here so that you can go get what you need to do in Houston eventually. And I'm glad it worked out for him. He has deserved this opportunity for a long time. And I'm glad that this is the moment for him to be able to utilize his God-given talents in this space and do so for a Houston area that needs someone like Reg down there. For sure.
Did y'all ever argue when y'all were working on the night show together?
Did we actually ever argue?
I mean, not anything like Kevin. I mean, Kevin blows up.
Yeah.
Me and KG, I think we're pretty good. Like, we've had things that we've disagreed
arguing
about.
Arguing is a
sure
difficult word to describe.
Like, Reg and I, one of the things I loved about the show was that the two of us saw and talk about sports in similar ways. And, you know, one of our collective favorites is Bomani Jones. And we would always, every time I would call him, say, hey, did you hear this thing that Bomani said? He was like, I already listened to it. You late already. Like, you know, I've already talked, you know, heard about it and seen it already. So we kind of talked about sports and thought about sports on the same wavelength. So I don't think there was much, you know, arguing. It was more so about, you know, him trying to plan this or that or never planning it. And then, you know, but it always worked out though. It always worked out.
That's the thing. I fly by the seat of my pants. It's the way that I live. And it probably shouldn't be, but it's worked out. Like you were saying, Corey, it's worked out. So why not? Why change it? But no, I think honestly, more often than not, I think we both come from, and I think you guys have this for the most part, except for Kevin. And I know you're working on, and I appreciate that about you. It's like, look, man, we know that sports can be kind of silly ultimately. So like, yes, let's take this, let's have fun with it. And if there's something that we disagree on, cool. But ultimately we can come back to that same, baseline of, we know what this is. We know what we're having fun with this. We know what we're doing. It'll be cool.
Now, I don't want to take away the audience's opportunity to get this at least one more time.
Oh, buddy.
So let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. I can do the whole read while he's doing. Brought to you by Rhino Shield. I paint your house, you can shield your home. Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Woo! Baby! That was amazing.
Tea kettle, teapot right there.
That is a good description.
That was good. Thanks, friends. Thanks.
By the way, I'm sorry, real quick. Did I see Nicolas Cage and John Madden next to each other and like on a screen?
I'm glad that you brought that up because Will Ferrell is out. Nicolas Cage is in to play John Madden in the Amazon biopic that they're coming out with. How do you think Nick Cage will do at playing John Madden?
I don't think Will Ferrell was the right person.
I'm about to say,
first of all,
Will Ferrell was actually the one originally screened, you know, to play him. I didn't know that.
I think Nicolas Cage, if he doesn't go Nick Cage, because Nick Cage is a different dude.
That's
Nick
an alter
Cage
ego, yeah.
He's Con Air. Yeah. He's like the Wind Talkers. He's Nick Cage, where he runs up a hill and just takes his Uzi and knocks out 28 dudes. Nicolas Cage, I think, can do this. I think he will work hard to get the... He did a whole bunch of crap movies because he had to, because he had debts, right? Like, that sure. was a big
Don't talk
deal.
About National Treasure like that.
I didn't say that. I love that movie. Oh, okay. I love the whole series. Okay. I didn't even watch the Disney show of it. But I
he wasn't in that, though.
Right? No, he was. Well, no.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind.
But I think he will do a good job because I think he'll really work on the craft of trying to be John Madden. I really think he'll do an all right job.
We couldn't get like Daniel Day-Lewis or something to do this. Like, you know,
that would be awesome. Did he retire from acting?
Did he really? Oh, wow.
Or maybe he just said that.
That's who you've always said you would have be in your movie.
Because he could do anything.
He could do anything. I'm still creeped out by his whole Lincoln performance. Like, he literally looked like Abe Lincoln.
You need to go watch that. I still haven't seen it.
Did Nicolas Cage get his face back? Or is he still John Travolta?
Did we ever look into that?
He got his face back.
Are you sure?
It was an acting thing. It was acting. Guys.
Mike's skeptical. He's like, I don't know.
I feel like I watched the movie. He got his face back.
Oh, they did? They switched in the end with Howie Long?
What?
Wait, what?
Was Howie Long in that movie?
I think he was.
Was
or was
he?
It Swordfish? You know, I think Howie Long was in that movie.
Okay.
See? Football Nuggets.
I don't know.
Wait, you mentioned... Did you say Swordfish?
What do you know Swordfish for?
Oh, come on, man. That's only two words. Thank you.
Everybody knows.
Happy 58th birthday.
It was the first time
Berry
we ever
yesterday.
Got to see it.
That's Halle.
The one and only time you got to see it.
Halle Berry.
Well, there was also
Monsters Ball.
Oh, there's also...
That didn't make me feel good.
She's insane.
That's a good way to put it,
David
Mike.
Justice?
Oh, yeah.
He was in Broken Arrow. Howie Long was in Broken Arrow.
Close enough.
Nope.
Nope. It's going to be okay, Kevin. It's
okay. No, I was actually laughing that time. I want to ask y'all a question.
I couldn't tell behind the screen. I can't see your face.
That's fair. If you had to rank the top running back, wide receiver trio in the league, so not quarterback, but running back and then two wide receivers, which team... You think Niners. Has the best combination? 49ers?
Yeah, Ayuk's, Debo, and McCaffrey. So I'm going to put it there, pal.
CBS Sports says, good guess, second.
I'm going to go with, even though they haven't played a single down together yet, I'm going to go with Philadelphia with Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown.
The Philadelphia Eagles are number one on the list with Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown.
I still got it.
Is Miami up there at all?
Miami is third on the list. Okay. Man, you guys are really good at this.
Did he say Miami?
He did say Miami.
That was my next guess.
Do you guys want one more guess and see if you can get the top four?
Ezekiel Elliott, Brandon Cooks, and C.D. Lamb.
Oh, right. We don't even need C.D. We got Jalen Tolbert.
If you're going to be throwing that out there, I got a different website you can go look for. All right.
Wow.
No, the Los Angeles Rams come in at number four with Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Kyren Williams. And then rounding out the top five, Cincinnati Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Zach Moss. So it's a pretty stout top five right there.
I think so.
I like that Rams picks. Kyren Williams is the baller.
He is.
Yeah.
He feels like somebody who a lot of people are about to learn his name. Like, I know if you're an NFL fan, you know his name.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's about to get more notoriety.
For sure.
Can you hang around at all, or you got to go?
For sure. My wife is just a couple miles downtown, so she can, you know, relax for a little bit.
Oh, Sam around here? That's cool.
Yeah, she is. Her birthday's tomorrow.
That's true.
She wants you to make sure you call her and say happy birthday, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you.
That's nice.
She wants to hear from you.
Okay.
Coming up next, Kevin Gray will be hanging out with us some more, and we'll ask the question, which Rangers prediction did you get most wrong this season? 877-81-1053. You had to pick one. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We got a few.